The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang. It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
BB Jade.
Okay, so let me ask how this then.
Bring you big facts.
Black ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from Revolt Studio in the ATL is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Sean Jones, and Big Homie Kodak. And it is officially time for Big Facts Friday. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. What's up, family? What's up, everybody?
Shit.
Shy fresh. Everybody fresh. Y'all be fresh, man. Bank always be on his fresh.
It's black on. Everything black on. Bank okay. On.
I've been trying to get a pair of them shoes since you've been rocking them, babe.
What it is, country bunking, Toulon socks.
Mm-hmm.
Cold red.
Yeah, cold hard. Mm-hmm. Trap museum.
You want to watch them?
Oh, I ain't got that on.
Everybody good? Good? Come yes. Back home.
I'm good, man.
I am fan-fucking-tastic.
What's the word? What's the word today? What's the
now
word?
We talking about Jay's shoes right now, though?
Oh, yeah. Before we start, we got to talk. It's going to be one of them type of days.
That's how you
stepping
feel.
On niggas.
Oh, no smoke, Jay.
Okay.
She on that snowfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga. No, I was just playing. Okay. So, which one you want to do? I'm going to let you pick the word today.
Scream. Let's do the sex shit. Why not? Let's do the sex shit.
Okay, wow, cool. Okay. So... Yeah.
Okay, Spring.
All right. Yeah, okay.
No. Okay, so the word of the day, per our big homie stepping out of the box Scream, is licentious. And the textbook definition of licentious is promiscuous and unprincipled in sexual matters. An example is going too far sexually, like, nah, bitch, I ain't with those moments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading what I'm told.
really say that on
so, licentious is basically.
Bitch, I'm not with those motherfuckers.
What is that? Licentious is basically like just what, slutty?
Vice versa for women.
Probably like a slut or a whore or a
horse.
A really freaky man. Like, would Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey be licentious?
Yeah. What's the say the definition one more time? Sorry.
Promiscuous and unprincipled in sexual matters. I think
Promiscuous means that.
Unprincipled means like no boundaries.
You don't have no boundaries. Like you're willing to do anything. Yeah. You'll.
What's the difference?
Do some
what's
shit?
The difference between just being like
a freak?
Yeah, some freaky shit and.
Nah, it's a
much.
Big difference.
It's a huge much. Difference.
I'm what's curious.
The,
what's the difference?
Okay, so
what's
like, so
what's the freak? And
what's so
yeah,
my,
what's
a
freak?
So
that's where you
by
start.
Me, mm-hmm. my to me, mm-hmm. being a freak is like okay, like you'll fucking you'll suck dick in the car in a drive-through. You know what I'm saying? You'll like you'll. Take a finger up the ass, you know, something
I
like
think
that.
That's licentious, man.
But yeah. being whatever the other thing is that's like bigger than a freak is some shit like you'll fucking ooh, like you'll do some shit. Like,
what's the shit?
Like some
eat a nigga doodle.
Oh no.
Like,
bro,
you'll do like
I got it.
Any kind of anything.
But what
like,
if somebody, what if somebody fetish bad. Like the, I don't say homie name.
Like
but.
Fetishes are like above and beyond freakiness.
So if somebody want to be peed on, because we've heard that.
That's a fetish.
Is that too far?
That ain't really that.
What?
A bitch squirt on you, if a bitch squirt on you, what she just did?
Squirt is not pee.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not.
It may you not be, but it is.
Going too far.
It coming me. At you.
But that's not.
So you ain't never peed on your bitch in the shower?
What?
I'm getting shot. I'm gonna pee on your back and everything.
This is licentious.
I'm just being real.
This is licentious.
He ain't got nothing to do with sex. Don't even get in here with me like tap you on the back.
Yeah. What I'm saying. Nah, but I mean, yeah, shit happens.
What
you know?
I'm saying is,
nah, that's the wrong word.
I feel like, so promiscuous kind of is what it is. We could say promiscuous is when you just fucking are doing shit with.
So
too
okay,
many
let me
people.
Ask you this. So. Would doing some shit like
are porn stars licensed?
Fucking
are porn stars licensed?
Fucking
absolutely.
Are porn stars yes. licensed?
Well, not all. Because
not all of
what,
them.
What,
you
what,
have
what,
some
what,
porn
what,
stars that have standards and they only do certain things. All porn stars, no, I'm for real. They have contracts. All of them don't
right.
do
some
everything.
Porn stars just fuck and that's it.
And some of them don't. They only do certain.
Man,
things.
Man, licensed. If I'm in and got now I'm tired, I tell the bitch suck my dog dick like.
What? That's what I was just getting ready to say. Like having
wait.
Sex with somebody other than a human.
No.
Like some animal shit.
Let me
like,
take that turtle out of the fish tank.
No, see, we will need to
stitches.
We'll need to complicate it too much. So shit is just nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
That's licentious.
Nasty licentious. That part of the definition.
Yeah, that's licentious because some
said,
people
no boundaries, right? What she said?
Boundaries, yeah.
What'd you say about the other part? What the other promiscuous and what?
Unprincipled.
Unprincipled mean
you what? Don't give a fuck at all. Yes. So to me, like having sex with a dog or a horse or some shit still might be serious. Like completely like out of control. But to some people, that excites them even more because of the unboundaried principle.
So it's really different from person to person.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's going
different
from
different
person to person.
But the normal shit, I think. If we go say normal sex shit, freak shit, everybody's licentious. But when they start saying no boundaries or unprincipled, that means you'll do anything, right?
Yeah.
Try
then to some people that just have standard sex, like.
Yeah, what's boring sex?
Like, if some people have standard sex, like having a threesome will be considered licentious. Giving oral sex will be considered licentious because you have some people.
Oral
that
sex is
change.
A part of sex. That's
but
not,
you
everybody.
Some, not
change,
to everybody.
Change, everybody.
You got some women that feel
so
like.
So you have people out there that don't suck dick?
Yes.
Yeah, you have some women
style.
That feel like.
You have people that won't do doggy stuff.
Exactly.
That's degrading.
And then you have some women that feel like if your man asks you to suck his penis, it's very degrading. That's
but
some
you
things.
Got, but you got some niggas out there who be saying like, I hate when niggas say this and I probably going to get some. Flat for this too, but they be like, they don't let their girl suck their dick.
How not? Some their girl doesn't like to suck dick? Like,
no.
She's sucking somebody dick.
Yeah, because that's like, that's natural.
She is. Like, how you gonna not do the things that comes
oh
with this
God.
Shit?
Oh my God. Like, what are y'all? Like,
she trying to do it, you fighting
like,
off.
Oh my God.
Like,
unhand me.
No, but it's some women. Like, there's some women that just go off of the standard sex. Like, just stay on top of me.
Missionary.
Missionary.
No
and that's
no
it. Don't turn
no
who wants
over,
to live
do
like
that,
though?
People
but but that, they think that that's love making, and they think that any guy that does wild sex, that's what considered like, huh?
Would you want to plead the
fifth? I'll probably, what's that, licentious? I'll probably licentious. Like,
yeah, I'm extremely licentious in comparison to what y'all talking about, because that shit right there is boring.
Like, no, but you have some people like that. You have some women that don't like talking during
sex. Well, are they like that because that's how they were raised? Or like, what's
going
on?
It's just what they
were
taught. Like, if you think about it, like, some women think if men do certain things during sex, he's slutting you out. So he has no respect for you.
But
so
I mean, I thought that was the whole purpose of having sex, to get slutted out.
No, not for everybody. Some people don't want to be slutted out. They want to be love made. They want you to hug it's them, weird. Caress
and
them,
some
and
people just
want to
reproduce.
Like, some women that they get turned, like, they get more turned on by the love caressing. If you try to pound them down the drain,
that's a waste of life, though. Like,
to some women, that's what
but
they like.
Can't say that because they ain't never been pounded at, though, so they don't know.
Yeah, but once they cross over that bridge, then they're not ever gonna want to come back.
Or they have, but the person didn't do it the right way. They just went in there and tried to just pound them down the drain and didn't, you know.
I don't know, man. I know.
I think it's all about what you talk, because think about it. Like, the society is taught that cigarettes. Cigarettes and alcohol are okay, but weed is bad. But now it's proven that weed is healthy.
I disagree. I don't think it's about what you're taught. I think it's about what you were able to experience.
Yeah, because, but as a kid, you taught.
Because, like, I wasn't taught to suck dick by my parents. What? But like,
you had all them dick sucking ass friends and shit, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Same shit. Right. He's saying, like, a motherfucker that ain't never even did none of that. And they don't even know nobody. All they doing is going to school, coming back forth, and then
that's
they never experienced it. That's what I'm saying.
Experience and teach is same shit.
Experience and talk is the same shit.
Thing, yeah.
You had all them friends come back. Yeah, she said she. You know how that shit goes.
I also think it's more about being in tune with your own body. A lot of people, they experience sex, but they're not in tune with their own body. They don't know what makes them tick. They don't know what they like and what they desire. So they just out here freely just doing shit, searching for a feeling that they're never going to get.
You should just be doing everything sexually.
You said you shouldn't?
You should not.
Let's say everything.
What's everything?
Everything. You What's can everything? Think of. I'm just saying. The
you
dogs,
said you shouldn't?
The dogs, the cows. The
wait,
dogs.
No. I got a question.
I'm saying you should just do it because... Because you can do it. Don't just do
that's
it.
That's what I thought. To me too.
You thought what?
Licentious was that's what Las Younger Booger Ball is.
I'm fine. Las Yenega.
I have a question. Do y'all think that, especially being married men, do you feel like women should hold off on certain sexual things until she's married?
Fuck no.
I'm just asking.
You because gotta show me what I'm married.
Say it one more time.
You gotta show me what I'm married. No, like, this trials.
But you have some people out there that like they'll hold back on doing certain things because it's like, you're not my husband, or they figure like, I'm saving that for my
How
husband.
I know to be your husband?
Again, that's, go ahead.
I got a comment.
What could you hold back?
I got a comment.
What's up?
Okay, so just coming, like, answering your question from a woman's perspective, I feel like that could be extremely detrimental to the relationship if she waits to do certain things, because what if you try said certain things and you like it, but your husband can't adjust to what it is that you're trying to do. And with this being your first time, you're trying to figure out how to get it, you know what I'm saying, done or whatever. And then that's going to make you deviate from your current situation because he's not able to please you in the way that you like to be pleased.
Trials.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think
But if you had experience, you can teach
that's
him.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You can teach him what to do and how to tweak his shit to make it to where you guys can both be pleasurable-rized. If that's a word.
But how a nigga gonna feel? I'm just talking about general people. If a woman keep trying some shit out with everybody, then she gets labeled.
Uh-huh. Not burnt, trying shit out with out. Everybody. I'm not saying that. Though. Like, what
practice
you say?
Practice make perfect. So for women, right? So for women that are worried about that shit, where's their balance?
They mean? Can't be fucking the same niggas that know everybody. That's what they.
Oh, you say you telling them right. The scheme? Now you telling them the scheme?
Yeah, yeah, you trying to fuck in the same circle?
Yeah.
If I could tell my man like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, everybody, oh yeah, did the room. You in the wrong. You doing too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go over here and test it out with Buddy. And then you can't
gotta go to the east side and try to do
surveys.
You're
trying to buy all the same kind of niggas.
Surveys in the same circle.
No, bitch, you gotta go fuck a truck driver, a teacher,
a white man,
a white man, a Mexican. You gotta.
I don't work no more with social media. You,
yes, it do.
Nah, I do.
Yes, it do.
Because everybody ain't got social media.
Yes, it do, bro. I know slick ass bitches, bro. These old too slick.
Yeah.
Got a nigga for everything.
You'll never know.
A hot to eat nigga, a nail done nigga, a this, a that, and they all different kinds. Yeah. A pastor. Bitch got a pastor.
Yeah. A jaster, a raster.
Yeah. Like that, you got to spread out. You trying to fuck all the niggas in the music industry. And then when you come around, you got a who all in there? I don't even want to come outside. Who all in there? Nah, you can't be that guy. You got.
Who
I'm just only known in this circle with you. I'm only known in that circle with him. You get what I'm saying?
And then the other niggas, I'm not even known in no circles with, because I don't even take this nigga outside. We just do what we do, and then
nobody even knows this nigga.
Yes.
Nobody even knows that I know you in real life.
By the time she went through all that, she's a pro. She ready to be married.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah. You tell the truth.
That's the truth.
That's fucked up.
The God
it's the
honest.
Truth, though, bro.
But how can you expect that to be perfect without practice, though?
So you want miles on your car?
Look, I don't want to know about the miles.
How many miles you want on your car?
I don't want to know about the miles.
But the thing about it, either I would rather, I'm married, so I'm talking about different.
Right.
I would rather put the miles on my shit myself.
Of course.
I'm putting the wear and tear on them motherfuckers. So that means I'm going to learn it. We're going to learn it together.
Yeah, but you said...
I'm going to take you over the years to prep you to be how I want you.
But you said, but other girls, they scheming, so you don't know if the miles, like, they you know how you change the miles on the car?
Well, y'all would have said
that. You got to turn the bitch back.
Reset that
thing
shit.
About it, I would rather, if I was this age, me now, looking for a woman, I don't want no bitch I got to teach how to be.
Yeah.
So, come ready. Camera ready.
So you want about
mic'd up.
Huh? So basically, so you're in old school and you don't want a brand new Ferrari.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to know. I'm not gonna look at that shit.
I don't care what's
like, that's like a nigga asking about bodies.
The mile that I don't want is the popular mile.
Exactly.
Now, if you been slutted out and you from Wichita,
Montana,
them niggas just know. These niggas in Atlanta though, I can't come around like, boy, you got a good one, boy. You know what I mean? That's a good girl, bro. I know.
Well, she good, bro. Do good, bro.
She got a strong head on her shoulder. No.
No.
Not
man.
That cat.
Nah, that's niggas be cool with miles. Just don't know miles that I know. Don't be driving down the roads I know.
What about feet? Oh, y'all care about miles?
I think at a certain age, it's weird to ask somebody how many people they had sex with. Like, that's some stuff you ask when you're in high school.
I ain't saying like that. That's really what it is. But that's what it
goes. Every bitch in the world going to say, I can count on one hand.
They going to say three.
They ain't going to say how many. I can count on one hand.
They don't say how many times on one hand.
You can count 100 on one.
So you can count to a bitch.
Keep going. Turn that bitch around.
What kind of nigga asking that?
I mean, some people, I don't know.
To add the motherfucker, hey, you fucked any nigga that you seen around or seen me post on my Instagram.
Yeah.
You ain't did none of that, then shit. What?
I don't know. I think as a woman, you just don't want the man to mess with anybody like the same way. Like somebody.
Anybody within reach of you.
Yeah, anybody I know. Like if you mess with any of my homegirls, it's a dud. Like I can't even. Mm-mm.
So if you ever tell y'all out with y'all niggas, the women running up to the nigga, hey, I miss you. And then where you
been? Oh, no, we ain't doing that.
It depends on
that.
Yeah,
it depends. For me, it depends. Like,
hey, I miss you. We ain't doing that.
Not
in my
pants.
Y'all say y'all don't care.
It depends on what kind of nigga you are. If you're dealing with a popular nigga, then that comes with that.
Hey, I miss you in my face and we sitting right here together.
Everybody miss
me. No, him and his hoe finna get punched out.
Everybody miss me, though.
No.
Yeah.
Miss you where you been, because I don't be out.
But it's different type of misuse.
He ain't talking about that, though.
I'm talking about the hug and miss you.
The long hug.
But I think
so you
finna be out with Shantae. A bitch finna come up, embrace you, hug you, pull you in tight, and say, hey, I miss you.
I need your new
number. She gonna have to say she miss us. She can't just miss me by myself.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I miss y'all. They gonna do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I miss y'all. Yeah, because you're crazy.
Okay, then.
I think I'm saying, you
gotta address both.
But you still, people still gonna be like, what's up? I ain't somebody to miss you, part.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man? Ooh, how you doing?
That's nothing.
That's the same. That's worse.
How
is that worse than I miss you?
I ain't gotta tell you I miss you when you, man, you be looking like they miss a nigga.
What you about?
What's going on?
I think my battery.
Shabba 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 shabba.
You got an issue.
Cold red in the building.
Or cold red.
Nah, but.
Your beard is hitting the mic, so you can get you to stand up.
You got to shave your beard.
No, you don't.
Shave it. Yes, sir. Keep it rolling, man. Keep all this shit in there. Don't tell you nothing now, man.
We real life people.
The missing and the missing.
Angie.
But do.
I need you real quick.
We still want?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Angie.
So, like, for me, if you're in a relationship with somebody, or not, if you feel like you could just walk up to a man and hug him no matter who he
is,
that's yours. Like, you feel like he yours. So, you know what's going to come with that. You wish the person he with would try you. So, like, if I walk up to a man and I hug him and I'm doing the extra tight shit, I'm already knowing, like, I could do this and I wish this.
You think she pussy?
Yeah, I wish she would try me. Other than that, you're not going to do that.
It depends on how what's the word?
Licentious.
How licentious the activity was between the two people.
Nah.
But you still can't do that in public, though, dog.
Nah.
They say they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Okay. Oh, that should be good. Make sure you get some slack in there.
Damn, man, it fucked the whole play up, man. That's not you, bro. They probably kept the audio rolling. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sound.
All right,
we're good.
It depends how licentious the activity was between the people.
If I see you out and I know I've sucked your dick before, I'm not gonna be intentionally disrespectful to your company. I'm gonna acknowledge her too, but I'm gonna know like how far I can take it with you, like for real, for real.
But how would you want to take it that far? A lot of women ain't on that. They
just around here choking chickens, huh?
What's she doing?
Yo,
he just around this motherfucker.
yakety in the hood.
What?
Oh,
y'all, in my 2 weeks.
Okay,
this is ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Who is home, bro?
No.
Motherfucker said, if I seen you around and I know.
What you think make women?
Because if I know, then you know. Like, so let's go. Like.
But do y'all feel, I'm sorry. Are y'all like, for men, are y'all the same as like women? Some women feel like, if I had sex with you, you mine, low key. Like, no matter what, you're mine. So do men
You're definitely
feel
a
like,
part of the collection.
Being mine and being part of the collection, two different things.
What you mean?
Because just because, you know, we had sex in the past don't mean like, you know, shit, I can come up and grab your ass and puddle while you with your nigga.
No, not that. No.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, that was
do
fun.
Do I feel like I can fuck up anytime? I can always fuck up. Yes.
Every time.
How you not going to feel like?
Every time. Even if I only fucked you once, like, I know, like, if I want it again, I can have it. No problem. Like, no thought about it or nothing.
Me
like,
personally, I don't think that way. I don't think that just
is your pussy trash?
Damn.
I
told you she got them on.
Yo.
Jeez.
She got them on.
Jay is on the wall.
I'm just saying, like, jeez. If you're confident with
that don't mean
because this is a bitch that I never touch again.
Answer.
Yeah, like,
if you're confident, not even
she
just
can
with,
she can feel how she's supposed to feel.
Right.
But guess what? I feel like in the right predicament, you can fuck anybody.
Yeah, for sure.
In the right predicament, the person put themselves in the right situation. Little corner, they fucked.
But
if we can justify this, and you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Nah,
if you late night playing Scrabble, we got damn Kodak. Y'all getting drunk, drinking shots all night.
No.
Y'all drinking shots all night.
No.
I'm just saying. Y'all drinking shots all night.
Tell them. Yeah, definitely. She will.
Y'all playing Uno.
I'm gonna have you in a cabin with no service. I am very, 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 very in tune with my own body. I don't need yet or anybody else. If I'm that horny,
I'm saying
people out there that will fuck him.
Get pussy. He got some bad on. I'm saying it. Okay, well, not yet.
A stranger. Not yet. She's trying to help him attack me. Let black talk. Go ahead. Let black talk. Because we can't talk over black. We gotta protect black at all costs.
Please.
Say what you gotta say. Say what you gotta say, twin. Go ahead, bro. Get out of him. It ain't no money in there. Get out of him.
No, I'm saying you rather. I'm saying y'all rather fuck a complete stranger than somebody you kind of may know, slip up on or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the complete stranger. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm saying. Fuck them, bro. A complete stranger could be some bullshit.
When you say bullshit, what you mean?
You might know, you don't know.
But I mean, playing devil's advocate, when you fuck a complete stranger, you're not even getting far enough to know whether or not there's some bullshit.
But you might wild out on a complete stranger. You kind of got, even though I guess that's a bad example, but you kind of know what Kodak got going on.
We all took a big fat trip.
And the whole crew.
Big fat cabin
trip. But y'all did. And the next flight ain't to 5 days. Y'all got to stay in this romantic ass cabin and
Gilligan's Island.
For 5 days. You saying Kodak ain't going to get no pussy?
No.
That's cap.
And y'all trying mushrooms and all type of
that's
shit.
Cap. That's cap.
I don't do drugs. The fuck? I don't do drugs.
But y'all stuck. What if y'all can't get back ever?
Gilligan's Island.
And he's the last nigga on earth.
Gilligan's Island.
That's cap.
I'm glad everybody else going to try. I'm trying. I don't got to please. Everybody know besides y'all. I don't got to please.
I ain't permissive.
When the henny's in your system. We're not saying permissive. We saying that.
What I give you, the last nigga on earth. No.
Damn. Because that's your brother.
Continue lying on camera.
Because that's her brother. No, that's what she's saying. She's saying because that's her brother.
I respect it.
I couldn't fuck yet. I'm
but if you didn't know him.
No.
No. He can't be a stranger. If it was a situation, right here behind the camera, the big camera right here can hit before yet.
Oh man, no, man, you giving invites? I'm just saying, like, a much of a stranger. Be real, y'all. Real shit, if we were stuck in the cabin, like I said, I wouldn't fuck him either, but I make sure he got some. How? I figure it out. How?
Choking chicken.
You gonna choke him off? Because you know you have to say. That head be bobbing, Jay.
Yeah, it does, but I would.
Jay, I stay in the room the whole time.
You jack him off.
Nah, hell nah. What I'm saying is, I would help him. Yeah, I'll call somebody.
If we can call somebody, get the fuck out.
Like, I do that for you. Like, for real.
How the fuck we stuck in the cabin?
Y'all trying that, man. Kodak don't need fucking both of them together.
Kodak don't need no charity pussy. That's right.
Exactly.
Fuck. How you trying to fuck with Kodak like that, man? I fuck with Kodak. Kodak got plenty of bitches. I promise you. I'll put all my homegirls on you. I just with
you. You just brothers.
We know. Yeah, that's my brother.
So what you think make people promiscuous?
Come on.
What you think make them promiscuous?
A lot of shit makes people promiscuous.
A lot of shit.
Just it could be like having
sex with a lot of people.
It could be like
definitely past
trauma. They were prevented or sheltered when they were children, just explode with their sexuality when they're
free.
Outside of their parents' reach. Mm. They could have been sexually abused. I know, because like I said, I have male friends that were like. I know this might sound like weird or whatever, but they were like touched on and all kind of shit like by their women, older people, like in their family. I'm not laughing. But now like they have to have sex like at least 3 or 4 times a day. Like they can't.
Who did that? Who that happened to? Are you raped?
Not raped, but.
How, but just say if it's like if your teacher gave you some pussy, that ain't rape, is it?
That is.
Uh-oh.
That ain't rape.
Technically, it is.
If you're a 13-year-old young nigga, and you fuck your teacher, that rape.
If it happened to a little girl,
that's rape.
It's the same thing.
It's the same shit.
I'm talking about what if I talk the octopus?
It's statutory rape because
just keeping that shit tall all the way 1,000. It's the same shit.
It's statutory rape. Because there's some girls out here that still allow the men to have sex with them.
Whether or not you're a street child or you're a street nigga child or whatever, like, you're still a child.
Statutory rape.
Nigga 17 finna graduate.
That should get you.
Cut off at 17, right? 17 to
cut off. It depends on the state.
Been on the state.
So what's the age of a male? Like, not, we know.
In Georgia, I think it's 16 to 17.
Depending on the state.
To consent.
Some states 15.
What if your teacher y'all know like 30? Not no old lad teacher.
When I was in high school, we had somebody fresh out of college. She was like 23. As a science teacher.
But as a teacher, you ain't supposed to be doing shit like that.
But in college, the college people be smashing.
Because we all grown at college. At that point,
college, you know, the 19-year-old people be smashing the 40, 50-year-old.
But we all grown at that point.
I mean, them niggas be.
We grown.
Same shit.
Them little niggas be grown here 13, 14 years old, though.
Yeah, but it's
what if I'm a 13, 14-year-old nigga that go to school, but I just still, you know, so I drive. I got my own spot. I'm grown, like.
It's just the law. But the other
countries. Got some little niggas like that.
But the other countries, there's no law against that shit. It's just the law.
Yeah. It's still statutory rape. Just because you got your shit together don't mean that these grown-ass ladies supposed to be out here fucking and shit. You got, you know what I'm saying? Your grown-ass ain't supposed to be attracted to no kid.
But shit, it's a lot of these niggas out here that's fucking kids too.
That's your grown ass ain't supposed to be a lot of niggas. No kids.
Like, what, little girls?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
For real.
Yeah, that's that shit out. But yeah, it's a lot of little girls. I just know,
like, when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, I wasn't no kid in my mind.
But a 30-year-old woman was just still look at you like a little bit badass boy.
You don't know what I done told them later. She still don't know what I done told them.
I'm 18.
But that's what I'm saying. It's some people that lie about age. Because when I was a kid, I used to lie about my age all the time. Like, I used to lie about...
the men?
Yes, because
so
I was...
So weren't raping you.
I never said that. But it's still, if in the court law, it's still statutory once you find out somebody's age. I was always tall. So it was easy for me to lie and tell niggas I was 17, 18 when I was really 15 years old.
Damn.
And then they never found out. I mean, granted, I wasn't sexually active, but if I would have had sex with them and something would have happened, that would have put them in a fucked up situation.
Nah, that's fucked up.
But it's a lot of girls out here, because we look older, we lie about our age. That is very common.
Yeah, we're not supposed to, but when I was 6, I used to tell people I was 12.
What?
I was tall too, like, and I was big, so it was like I really looked like a teenager, like, bro. And I was like 6 or 7, like.
Come on, man.
Who about the 6 and 12?
I'm just talking shit, man. But I just know some grown ass little boy though. I don't know no grown ass little girl, but I know some grown ass little boy though. The hell are they been? Especially when we were growing up, 16 and shit. You were grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you knocking 30
I had a whole family.
30-year-olds?
Nah, but look at it like this. Some of these niggas is having money. And if he in high school, if he in school with a teacher who really ain't making shit, he show her some shit that he not that no, she not seeing. It. She go
that no that.
I'm not good. Saying it's right. I'm just saying that's how that shit happened.
One of your little students
showed. Nah, I didn't. Nope.
I just know, man. Like,
Life is. Say this right. You got a nigga. This you know this nigga going to the NBA in 2 years. He got a teacher. She young. She 22, 23. He 17, 18. She gon' fold.
That ain't that bad though.
It's still.
Yeah, I mean,
you 17, 22, that ain't.
You got a lot of teachers that wait for these kids to get 18 and then start having relationships with them afterwards. So they wait for them to leave the school and then they start having relationships afterwards. That should be happening.
But then you got a lot of people too. This is another thing that like a lot of people don't really like to talk about. But you got a lot of like male teachers, male family members, older males that are involved in like younger girls' lives that groom them all the way up until they're technically old enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then once they're old enough, then they pounce on them and take advantage. Yeah. If they haven't already done so prior to them being of age.
Yeah. And then that'll make them promiscuous anyway.
I don't think, like, you know how people be trying to have, like, what do you call it? Role models and shit.
Yeah.
I don't think men should be girls,
female,
role models and not role model, but what you call it?
Mentors.
Mentors idols. And shit.
Yeah, mentors.
Yeah, they
mentors. Yeah.
You like, you come pick up my daughter and take, nah, mm-hmm. fuck no, fuck away from it. Mm-hmm. And he could have good intentions, but still no, because you developing a relationship. Yeah. No, not even open the door, you were developing a relationship. And then once you develop a certain relationship, that's when the vulnerability kick in and you able to take advantage of a person. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got a motherfucker around you every day, you for they every need, doing this shit.
They're picking up on everything that you're like, all your holes predator. And all your
That's
weaknesses.
That's called a predator, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like you just on some predator shit. Yeah, like, man, keep them and all that stepdaddy shit. Hell no, nah, but you gotta be around a long time before you become my kid's stepdad. Like, how women should think, like off the rip, like you got your daughter sitting in a new nigga lap, you just knew.
Right.
Like, I don't like that type right. of shit.
How long you
that shit make either. My blood crawl. Like, bro, how you know this little girl this fat? Yeah.
Right. Why would you even want her sitting on your lap? Like,
how long I could be thinking crazy.
How long you think women should take before they introduce their kids to, like, a new man?
A long ass time.
What's that?
6 months to a year.
You can't say to that shit. To you done smelt this nigga all the way out.
Yeah.
You gotta thoroughly vet this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we finna see what make you sick, what make you do all this. So. Give a fuck if it take a year, 2 years, 6 months, 3 months.
Because especially like when you have like teenage girl children and between like probably the ages of 13 to 18 or whatever, when you're dealing with men and you invite men into your home and you let niggas start living with you and all that kind of shit, that's how all the shit starts fucking up and all the shit starts happening. Like in a lot of the cases like that I've seen, like it started off with the mom's boyfriend and her leaving him there. She's working or whatever she's doing. The nigga really ain't shit. Ain't got nothing going on sitting around the house. And then the shit happens. And then everybody's looking crazy. Like they don't understand it. And then the mom is so in love with this nigga. She's trying to ignore it and act like she don't see it. But it's like at the end of the day, this poor child is suffering because you trying to hold on to this nigga.
We done made this shit. I took a whole shift. sometimes they be done told they mama and she goddamn be mad at the child.
Yeah, yeah.
How that go?
She probably more mad because she don't want to believe it. A lot of people get mad out of fear and out of regret.
But a lot of hoes be mad because they trying to figure out if this is true, what does he see in her that he doesn't see in me?
Damn, now that's fucked up.
They be jealous of their own child.
We were talking about that Oedipus shit.
The Oedipus complex.
We was talking about that.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of women that's like that though. They do be jealous of their own child.
That's crazy.
That should be so wild. Like. Mm-hmm.
So then, at that point, who more wrong, the mom or the person that actually did the act?
But the mom
is more wrong because the mom has an obligation to the fucking shit, the person that they popped out of their shit.
Ain't no more wrong. Both of them wrong. Both of them. Both of them wrong.
Wrong is wrong.
Yeah, but the mom is more wrong.
Nigga, you more wrong for fucking with this child. Yeah. That's more wrong. Like, that's you, because at the end of the day, you started some shit. The mama wrong morally. Yeah. You wrong because you just a
creep.
Yeah, a creep.
Yeah.
You just wrong for being, but.
But the mom's wrong.
She's supposed to, yeah, she supposed to be ready to lay her life down for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, kill this nigga. Like,
anything. Something
yeah, like,
do
yeah, like,
do.
Nah, that ain't.
Always
know.
Real shit. You can't do that, man.
Yeah,
nah. Nah, that shit crazy though. That shit fucked up out here too, like that, man. I don't. He kid, man. We been. How old are you? Can't be around because you can't be around. You a grown ass man. Got kids around. You don't know what the. You may not be on there. What the hell the other people could be on.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. How people heal from all that?
You don't.
Therapy.
A lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't though.
You just learn to deal with it.
Because
learn
see,
to live
what
with
you,
it.
Yeah, like what you gotta look at too is that, like, say you're in a situation where the other parent blamed you for the abuse. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with the fact that you were abused, the fact that you still had to keep going through this shit, and you have to deal with on top of the fact that you were being abused, the fact that the one person in the world that you're supposed to be able to trust turned against you for the abuser. And didn't believe you and left you in a situation to keep getting abused.
That's a lot. That's,
that shit be
that's
like,
a,
that shit
layered.
Is crazy.
That's, so I think that's just in general, like, when we say the world fucked up and certain people's fucked up, like, we don't know, you never know what nobody dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What kind of trauma. And
yeah.
Some of that shit, I don't care how much you talk to a therapist, like, that shit ain't gonna
yeah,
heal
like,
all
don't
that.
Heal. You just
yeah,
don't.
You just.
But then on top of that, people might start thinking, like, damn, okay, well, this shit is normal.
That
so
too.
Yeah,
that's how the that cycle too. Of abuse will continue because they get around in the same situation. They be like, "Oh well, shit, it happened to me, so no problem."
I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Yeah, because I know people that have gone through that shit, and it's just like it fucks up their whole mental. Like it just about life, not even just about relationships or dealing with people, just about life, period. And that shit be like so fucked up because they really be good people, but they just can't let go of that, and it just. It destroys their whole life.
That's, and we were talking earlier, you asked about like how, what's the word again?
Libation.
They can't see it. you was asking like how people get into that, like what makes them
promiscuous.
Like people that are abused at an early age, it fucks with them. Like they can't, they have trouble coming up with meaningful relationships later on in life. Mm-hmm. So really that, maybe the only way they find love or get people to love them, that's the only way they think people will love them.
Yeah, yeah. They mix up what love truly is.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of people that see either love as abuse, because that's like women that get beat up, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them, sometimes they feel like, if he hit me, he loved me. And then you have a lot of people that feel like, if we have a lot of sex, that's him showing me he loved me. So whatever he want to do sexually, I'm going to do it, because that's our form of love. That's the only way that they were ever taught.
Trauma bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts to Jeezy.
Nah, for real. They say they need Elsa's. About what? Will
I get big fat? Big fat, big fat. Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
What are we doing, Jay?
So back to the initial definition.
We got 20 minutes for another word. What's the next word?
I'll go to another word. Okay. So let's do, since we're talking about unprincipled and not having boundaries, let's talk about being frivolous.
Ooh. What is frivolous?
Frivolous means not having any serious purpose or value. Without purpose in life, life is pointless. Have purpose and follow it. Talk about how people devalue themselves because they don't know their worth and elaborate.
Frivolous.
Frivolous means that to me, that you move along in life without care, consideration, or any real thought about how your actions might affect others.
And purposeless as well.
Yes.
Like without purpose.
You just blow with the wind.
So isn't that like a depressed, like Isn't that like the lowest?
Frivolous?
You're just living?
It could be a state of depression, or it could be a state of naivety.
But isn't
like you could be depressed or you could be naive.
Yeah.
You could and green. Free.
But isn't
good to be free? Like, I don't care about that.
Well, care, but not. Yeah, I guess.
You could have some people that, because you guys are people that just feel like I wake up and just blow it and win. That's considered frivolous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Isn't frivolous like you spend you can spend money frivolously too?
Carelessly. Yeah. Carelessly.
I just know of the word frivolous from like conversations. When people bring me bullshit conversations, I'd be like, this is like a frivolous conversation. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, we just talking just to be talking.
Right.
That's what I.
Yeah, I think frivolous is like a description of things. Like, like frivolous.
Well, a person can be frivolous.
Yeah.
Or your life can be frivolous.
Or you can make frivolous.
Or your job can be frivolous.
Decisions and frivolous moves.
Decisions. I think if
you're a frivolous person, then you're what? You just, what she said?
Not having any serious purpose or value.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I ain't never heard nobody say
that. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't think nobody want to be a frivolous person.
We can have frivolous conversations. You have frivolous people in your life.
Oh, in your life. Like, you can say they have no purpose.
Yeah.
Somebody can be of no value to you, but value to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people just frivolous.
Shit, that down there. Shit.
Or frivolous relationships. Like, you know, like you just with somebody just so you won't be alone. Like.
See, I eliminated all my frivolous relationships, so I don't even deal with that bullshit no more. Like,
do you think people get in those frivolous relationships because they're insecure or just off of codependency?
Codependency, for sure.
It might just happen.
You can't just get in no frivolous relationship.
You might,
that shit got to be
relationship perfect. Or friendship, you might be in it and then realize how frivolous it is. Because you might be growing and they ain't growing.
Mm.
That's what I think, personally.
But yeah. So do you need your partner to grow with you for it to not be frivolous? Like, they just can't be happy where they are? What if where they are in life is happy?
They got to at least respect where you're going or where you're trying to go.
Yeah, they respect what you're doing.
They got to add something. That shit does, man. They got to add something.
Yeah, because if they're stagnant and you're steadily increasing and growing and going up, eventually there's going to be friction there because you're eventually going to, like, either try to pull them up and they're going to resist because they enjoy the stagnancy, or they're going to resent you because they're going to feel like you're trying to belittle or demean them because they're down here in Europe. They're not knowing that you're trying to help pull them up so that it won't be that friction.
I feel like that could only be a situation to where if it's the man that is not moving anywhere, but his woman is up here, you feel me? Because he's going to feel like somebody who's going to be providing, he's not able to do that if he's stagnant in life.
But if you a man and you got, and your bitch is down here and she's not going up or not trying to like come up with you.
What does she want to be down there? What does she want to be like a housewife?
But y'all
there?
Ain't gonna be on the now, same mental see, level then.
Yeah, don't say yeah. mental.
Did you down there? I'm trying to come down there and talk to you.
Right.
Yeah, something gotta add up.
So like I gotta go back to being the person that I don't want to be in order to deal with you. That's why we're gonna never have no conversation.
Right.
There you go. We ain't saying just financially.
Okay.
Don't look at it just that way.
Just period. Like, yes. If you mentally, grow, spiritually, period. Yeah,
you gotta be able to talk to the person you sleeping next to.
Okay, gotcha.
And they talking about some bullshit that you don't care about that's frivolous.
Yeah. You it's like somebody, exactly. Somebody you went to high school with still trying to talk about high school shit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Talking about that time you ran 2 touchdowns and at the end of the quarter and got 1996. Bro, that shit ain't about nothing. That's frivolous.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people in those situations, that'd be the same. They'll bring up the same shit every time y'all talk.
It's like this.
Stuck in the past.
If I gotta goddamn put myself on a level that I don't want to be on to have
to
a conversation
with
you.
Yeah.
With you.
We
can't
talk.
Person.
Yeah, we can't even talk. We can't even, we can be cool, cordial.
Right.
But if I got to be a certain way for you to be a certain way, I mean.
To make you comfortable.
Understand
me? Yeah, I can't do that no more.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I can't goddamn let your flaws hinder me when I'm trying not to let my flaws hinder me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be around motherfucker letting their flaws hinder me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be somewhere blaming a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I know, like, I loved you more than I love me.
Right.
At the end of the day,
Yeah.
I gave a fuck about how you gonna feel if I said fuck you more than I gave a fuck about being successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Fuck you.
Motherfuck you.
And that frivolous
double
shit.
Motherfuck you.
But it ain't gotta be fuck you. It can be we cool, but understand, bro, I got some other shit I'm trying to do right quick.
Yeah.
I mean, how it is.
See, that's the only way that's the only way it can work, if the person that's at the lower level understands that you're trying to elevate and they cool with you.
But they gotta be still trying. You can't got that, oh, we just gonna be cool. I'm talking about a relationship. Yeah. Oh, relationship. Not gonna work,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Relationship, if the motherfucker ain't trying to grow with you, y'all gonna goddamn demolish.
Yeah.
Because see, the thing is like, if they have real genuine love for you, even if they are comfortable where they're at, if they see that you're doing greater things, you're trying to move on and progress, they should naturally want to try to elevate with you.
Yeah.
It ain't even a point of elevating it all the time, though, because they ain't got to grow to you, but they get what they can do. They can goddamn water you, yeah. Water your plant.
Push you up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boost
if
you
I need
up.
Massage me to this money, man.
Yeah.
Something. You got to be doing something. Yeah. You can't just be stuck doing that and think you just going to be that, and I'm going to be this.
Yeah.
And you nourishing me to be the nigga, that's still growing with me.
Yeah.
Because that means you got them looking up, you see what I'm doing, I'm trying to work out and shit, I'm doing this. So you looking up me diets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You find places right. To stretch me, you doing all this, you assisted me to grow.
But
so,
basically
growing with me too.
But if that person's comfortable, and if like, say y'all both is down here, y'all's eating unhealthy, not working out, whatever. But you start eating healthy, working out, changing your diet, but they still on the same shit. You can't even really be around them because every time they going out, they eating fried chicken. Exactly. They never working out. Exactly. You say, hey, wake me up in the morning so I can go to the gym. They're not going to wake you up early because they're not even doing that shit.
Exactly. They want you to lay down with them. That's what I'm saying. That's not growing.
Yeah. That's that's where y'all going. That's where the friction is going to come
yes,
in.
Yes, because it's a different mindset. Y'all mindset done got them clash. You know
because,
what I'm saying?
Because they're comfortable doing that. It's kind of like niggas, like people that you grew up with. Like if I got a homeboy, every day we kicking it and shit. But I'm trying to do this shit. But he's cool now. This is comfort for him. This shit is
he the man right now. I'm the man over here.
He's the man right here. But I'm trying to move up to a different level. Everything that it takes to be great is gonna conflict with him and everything that he has going
yes.
on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This shit is gonna irritate his spirit, and eventually it's gonna cause a tear between us.
Facts.
So before it gets to the point where you guys have that tear, you guys have to agree to disagree and understand that
we're just gonna be cool.
Yeah.
That's
we're moving in two different
days. That's that child friendship mindset. You know what I'm saying? When you got a mindset when we were kids, it's different. It's like, this my homeboy.
Yeah.
We didn't have no goddamn.
But ain't no expectation for you kids.
Yeah, we didn't have no bills. We didn't have families. We didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have all that. So that's the way we talk to be friends. Like, this my buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, we cool. We all on the same level. We all doing this shit.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to do something else. And I see, I done been a dummy out forever. I see that. Boy, this shit ain't work. That shit adding up to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if a nigga can't see it with you, what you about to do?
You can't make him see it. Because his vision, not your vision.
Yeah, that's the same thing with a female, with anybody, with your kids, anybody, bro. I'm finna go on and do this, bro. Because if I stay doing this with us, what we doing,
it's gonna fuck
we none of us ain't gonna be shit. So I'm gonna go do something so I can still help us.
Yeah.
Jason's we family. Leary.
Huh?
Jason's Leary. You can't save a nigga that don't want to be saved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I gotta go. I can't put myself in a situation because of the way you think. And that's the best thing by not goddamn. I love my niggas. I talk to them. I communicate with them. But when that little boy Larry shit out the door, I can't feel how you feel about shit.
Yeah.
Unless I feel how you feel.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you're my man, I can't feel like that about that. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that about
that. I don't
agree. But also, but that should have turned a nigga to an enemy for sure.
Like, who the fuck cares?
It can.
Yeah, it do.
But
like,
if something like that will turn into an enemy, no. That was already
right.
That was already brewing.
But the thing about it is, that shit come with growth and another motherfucker not growing because you could be done. You could have thought that was cool a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was with that. I was the ambassador of that bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Now I see that ain't cool. So now it's like you on some fake ass nigga shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? If you turn around and be like, bro, I ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga, we just smoke a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarette. That shit stink. I don't even smoke them in my cut. I don't even smoke them bitch around me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You brand new because your cigarette got down, your doctor done told you your cholesterol up, you don't need to be smoking cereal. You get what I'm saying? Or whatever. Look, I don't drink, look.
Yeah.
I don't hang out in clubs unless we get paid. For what? I'm in the club since
but
I was
your
got
friend
down
12, 13 years old. Might be in the free line every weekend. He cool with that.
He could be playing balling. I'm not going. I don't do that. I'm that.
Yeah.
To me, that's turns into something else.
Yeah,
I don't do that. That ain't what I do no more, bro. I'm finna be 45 next year. I give a fuck about seeing. Well, I've seen everything in every club all around the world.
Yeah.
That's why I like doing this. Kick back my feet up, talk shit with y'all, smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? The interviews. I'm going to commentate the game, man. We're going to be the commentators of this shit. Other than that, man, I ain't trying to be in no club doing what?
Yeah. Looking at
frivolous conversation.
Frivolous conversation. The club is I don't even have fun in the club. My anxiety be up.
Yeah.
I have fun in clubs.
The club is a home of frivolous shit, man. Oh, let's work.
Nah, but it's like people be like.
But I get it.
Yeah.
At some point. I'd rather be at an R&B spot or, lounge, you know what I'm saying, lounge or the shush show type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of nigga. I'm chill. I got my legs up in the club smoking. I don't understand all that other shit. Tell the club, that shit make me nervous.
You used to be in there, Mike.
Oh yes, I understand it. Right. I understand it, and then sometimes I do be on that. At Freaknik, I was just on that.
Right,
yeah, Freaknik,
you know what I'm saying? I was just on that.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, Freaknik, we was in that motherfucker, turned up, but just a regular, degular, basic. Nah, it's frivolous.
It's frivolous. It's not progressive. So can some shit that is frivolous go the other way and become meaningful?
Like what?
Like a relationship. Let's say you got a partner.
Oh, for sure.
And then you're like, all right, we got to cut this shit off. But then you kind of run back into him. And he's like, oh, you don't got on your shit. You doing some shit that I want to fuck with you
for
on.
For sure. Yeah. But nah, then they gonna feel like, bro, don't be on my dick now. You know how that shit go? Nah, nigga, you in the percentile of a nigga who thought I was going to be shit.
Like one of my teachers or some shit.
Yeah, bro, get out of my dick, bro.
But what made him switch it up, though?
Probably you.
Cool with shit. Hey, that's hard.
I'm cool with that. I'm off your dick, but I'm just glad that I can motivate you to be a better nigga.
Yeah, because just because you're doing well now don't mean we gotta work. I can appreciate you doing well from distance.
But get what? A nigga, just say Vince, me and a female or me and a dude, we fall out, right? Not even fall out, but we just went our separate way. I'm still gonna, even the one fuck with your one, follow each other one, whatever. If I see you drop some hard shit, I'm still post.
Yeah.
And like it. I'm not in my feelings to be a hater.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit hard. But if that shit whack, I'm not going to say nothing. Yeah. Ever. So if you fuck around and get hard, like, boy, that nigga hard. You hard. I'm going to say that shit hard.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that you're doing. If you got them by a nice color that I like, if I like something, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
If we fell out, whatever.
Yeah.
I like it.
Everybody ain't like that, bro.
I know.
Like some people.
I swear to God I am, but the people be thinking I be being funny doing that shit. No, I really like that shit.
Yeah, they may take that as you being petty. Like
I'm not. I like it for real.
Yeah.
Because I like the things about you. It's just we had a misunderstanding.
Mm. Y'all all right back there?
Frivolous noise.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Shit. You got some ghosts in this motherfucker?
Spooky season.
But shit, some people, like, if they stop fucking with you, and they see something, they see you going, doing good or whatever it is, they still not going to like that shit at all.
They hate it.
I think that is the definition.
I ain't going to lie. Sometimes
I think what hating is, though, you can still not like them, but you can't. You ain't got to congratulate them. You ain't got to nothing. Just don't see it. I think if you try to downplay a nigga some shit you know you won't.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nigga just bought a jet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, nigga stupid hell buying jets.
Oh,
what?
That's hating.
Super.
What are you talking about, man?
That's hating.
Super. But you got niggas that do that.
Yeah. But what about?
They feel like nothing you do ain't right. Like, bro, you know everybody want this car I just got. Bro, they the first one in America. Goddamn, me and goddamn Bill Gates. What the nigga name?
Bezos.
Me and Elon, the only two winning. Them motherfucker, bro. Them motherfucker don't ride right. How you know?
You
know, niggas find me. They don't like that color.
But is it hating if you see somebody that you once was cool with, or like just Instagram, but you see them doing good and you don't like it or anything like that?
Nah, hell no.
Nah, it's not hate.
But if you like it and don't like it, you hate it.
How?
Because you hate.
What if it's just one of those? Like, that ain't hating. Nah, it's that like ain't one hating. Of those, like, I do this. We don't fuck with each other. I do this. Like, it's people that, like, we fell out on some, like, some misunderstanding shit,
yeah.
But, you know, you still be kind of egoed out, but I'll still go look on their Instagram to make sure they still doing good. And I'll see them doing good.
That's
what you don't want,
Sean? Y'all ain't hear me.
Finish.
I said it's some people that I may have fell out with from misunderstandings. I don't want nothing bad to happen to them. I don't wish bad on them. I'll go look and check up on them to make sure, like, okay, they still moving, they still got some motion.
Did you look at their story?
Yeah, I look in your story.
Oh, you look at your story? You really liking it?
Yeah.
That's liking it.
Oh, if you look at somebody's
story. Yeah, if you don't fuck them up, you don't even look at the story or shit.
If there's somebody that I don't fuck with or I don't like, I'm not going to their page. I'm not
looking
searching
at stories,
for shit
exactly.
That they
so
got
you
going on.
You still
without,
like it.
What I'm saying, yeah.
If you looking at their story up on your page being nosed, you still liking it because they can see you.
That's fine.
But I don't do it for my page.
It's not hate. No, listen. It's not hating because it's like, look, I genuinely don't want nothing bad. I'm not wishing bad upon you. I just know that our little fallout was a misunderstanding.
But being nosy, stay upstairs from hating, though. I'm telling you.
Being nosy, you know?
It's in the same house.
Upstairs.
It's in
but
the same house.
But not, what if it's one of those things of, like, even if I see you, come on, hear me out. Even if I see you out, we don't speak, but it be on some, like, what's up? Like, we still
y'all,
do, like,
y'all are still cool.
What I'm saying is, if I don't fuck with somebody, I don't want to be on their page.
I'm not
if I don't
on
fuck with somebody,
page.
When it happens, I go mute.
Nah.
She basically saying, she just... She basically saying to me, she's saying that we don't fuck with each other, but I kind of miss them. Because if you search a motherfucker, you miss
them. You got
you,
to.
Are you admitted you that you might to. Be the reason that y'all fuck with each other?
Well, it's just misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Like, it's just misunderstanding. It's not like you have some people you don't fuck with, right?
You ain't looking on their page or none of that.
Yeah, you have those people. But you have some people that is like, damn, like, I wonder how so-and-so doing. We don't fuck with each
you
other.
Miss
but
them.
Yeah, you miss them. Yeah, but if you but if you're looking at their story and they see you looking at their story, that's a form of communication.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's like, that's
hating.
Just like saying,
we flirt.
Hey.
We flirt. Yeah,
yeah
we flirt.
No.
What I'm saying is, if you allow the motherfucker see you watch their story from your page, you flirting with them like, it just take a conversation.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
A nigga
yeah, like,
that you don't fuck
like
with,
you're trying
you ain't
to
looking
rekindle.
At their story, period.
Okay. Like, whatever y'all had. Like, this is like my first gesture, my white flag. Like,
yeah, but I ain't. But I'm still standing on fuck you. But I'm still nah, not really. But
yeah, but you saw me see your story, so now it's on you. Now the ball is in your court.
You see me?
It's
what's up? Like, don't say
see,
nothing.
See, I do the same thing, but I'm not gonna do it for my page, and it's not to see if they doing well.
See you, hey.
See now you hate them being paid.
Yeah, you straight, hey.
Yeah, you still down bad, bitch ass nigga.
See, I don't even be thinking like that. No,
I do, bro.
Damn, yeah.
I do.
Therapy,
damn.
Fuck these
niggas,
dog.
What happened,
yeah? White man, nigga.
PTSD, go here.
That's what I'm feeling like. I'm not gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
But you're gonna go spy?
I'm not gonna spy. It's not some everyday shit. It might be like
production.
Once,
I need to remove this energy
year.
From my couch.
But still, like I'm gonna look at somebody's page who I don't fuck with just to make sure they're still doing bad.
From a Finsta page.
What
though,
does that
right?
do for you, bro? In closing. How does that help you?
How does that help me?
See.
Because that's
frivolous.
It is
frivolous.
It really hurts you, though.
It really hurts you.
It really hurts you.
How does it hurt me?
Those seconds that you've taken to use those negative thoughts could have been another thought to go towards Big Homie House and the Big Homie, JoJo and Big Homie show.
You're right.
You could have been thinking of some positive shit for that.
But it does give me a little...
inspiration.
It does boost my ego to know that none of my ops are doing well in life.
Wow.
That deep.
That deep.
You cold.
Wow.
Free slime. Free slime.
You cold. Not mine.
If he does not have on an AP, he is not mine.
You cold.
Hey, oh, God.
Great conversation today on Big Facts Friday. Make sure you check us out at
www.bigfactspod.com.
Where that chicken at?
Big Facts Friday and Big Facts Pod.
Big.
With that salute!
Where that chicken at?
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God.
Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.